WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. The Chicago protest against a surge of immigration police today is over. Helping to break it up, law enforcers firing canisters of tear gas or something like it. In the same area earlier today, Homeland Security says immigration police were boxed in by 10 vehicles during an operation. Officers fired shots and injured a woman. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker says Homeland Security requested 300 federalized National Guard members to help protect ICE agents. A U.S. delegation will leave today for Egypt after Hamas leadership indicated acceptance of some of President Trump's proposed peace deal with conditions. In Jerusalem, ABC's Ian Pannell.
President Trump saying he appreciates Israel's temporary halt to bombing in Gaza to give the deal a chance to be completed. And he's urging Hamas to move quickly or all bets will be off.
Tropical storm Priscilla has formed in the Pacific off the coast of Mexico. This is ABC News. Hundreds of thousands of Italians and Spaniards marched in Rome, Barcelona, and Madrid today against Israel's military campaign in Gaza. This demonstration in Rome followed widespread anger after the Israeli military stopped boats trying to bring aid to Gaza, using water cannons and tear gas to push protesters away from storming the presidential palace. These police in the capital Tbilisi in the Eastern European country, Georgia. Tens of thousands protesting the ruling party, Georgian Dream, which they say is trying to pull Georgia away from its democratic aspirations and into Russia's orbit. It's been a week of protests by young people, Gen Zers, in more than a dozen cities in Morocco in North Africa, demanding an end to corruption and lack of opportunity. There's also anger over government spending on soccer stadiums, while protesters say Morocco has a subpar healthcare system. Morocco is Africa's most visited country. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Where working people come to talk. It's the Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join me for an honest approach to the issues American working families care about. No talking points, no focus groups. Get ready for a heavy dose of democracy, fairness, grit, and no apologies. It's current affairs from a working class labor perspective. Facts are center, science is real, and everyone gets a seat at the table. The Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Actor, writer, and my son, Joe Schwabba. Do you have a favorite one-hit wonder song, Joe?
I don't know. That's not great radio.
30
I'm
seconds.
Giving you right
what,
now.
But, what about what does the Fox say? We grew up kind of in the same era, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, what does the Fox say? Or Gundam Style?
Oh, those are terrible.
That's songs. Another one. Oh, whatever.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to WISS, the Fox Valley's home for the Midwest Farm Report, with me, Pam Yonke.
The Brewers bury the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports from American Family Field, where the Brewers beat the Cubs 9-3. The Cubs' Michael Busch led off with a solo home run shot. Milwaukee responded with a six-run rally in the bottom of the first and never looked back. Freddy Peralta lasted until midway through the sixth with 95 pitches, giving up two solo home run shots. His nine strikeouts ties a Brewers team record for most strikeouts in a playoff game since Don Sutton and two others. Game two, Monday night, just after 8 o'clock, Quinn Priester set to get the start. College football, the Badgers made a change at quarterback, starting Hunter Simmons. They scored on the opening drive, but that was about it as Wisconsin lost at Michigan today, 24-10. Luke Fickell.
That's tough. I don't care on either side of the ball. I don't know if they had a 13-play drive, you know, and I know we did on the first series, but we have to be able to find ways. The difference in a ball game is some big plays.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke here. You're listening to WISS, home of the Midwest Farm Report.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear and mild tonight, a little breezy, low mid-60s. Sunshine and windy tomorrow, a high in the mid-80s, chance of rain tomorrow night into Monday. Much cooler next week. Highs in the 60s, although that's average for this time of year. We're sitting at 84 degrees right now.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome the Mulva Cultural Center's Katie Compton, then filmmaker and founder of Chair on Stair Films, Derek Pfister, joins the show. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Nobody had to tell your grandparents not to drive while using their typewriters. Why should it be any different for us kids and our cell phones? Distracted driving was the cause of more than 3,000 deaths in 2022. Come on, we're smarter than this. Let's put down the phones and focus on the roads. Drive safe, everybody.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
This is Robert Pilot, host of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we talk about Native issues like treaties, protecting Mother Earth, and holding our elected officials accountable. You'll also hear from Turtle Island voices like Arvina Martin, State Representative Heather Keeler, Ruth Anna Buffalo, Dr. Anthony Stately, State Senator Mary Kunish, Robert Lilligren, and Bob Blake. Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
Tom Hartman here. You're listening to WISS.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Good morning. Welcome to Matinee on Air. Jane Matinee, Greg Buck, and Calvin Butenoff. Coming to you live from our home here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text. The number is the same to do both, 855-752-4842. You can also leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Coming up on the show today, it is our final, last day of the multi-state text to win green and gold.
A lot of people were like, wait, last one of what now?
I know.
What?
Right? Well, they're hanging on your seat. Yes, it is the final day for our Go for the Green and Gold text to win multi-state contest. So we're going to give you the word, the keyword that you want to text in via the Civic Media app only in just a second. So stay tuned for that. But again, today is the last day for our contest. It's been great. Mm-hmm. Up for grabs today. $200 in cash and gold jewelry. That's the daily prize. The grand prize. Big prize. Two club-level indoor seats to see Green Bay and Minnesota November 23rd at noon with a gas card to get you there and back. So we have the keyword coming up in just a second. Stick around for that. Get your phone ready. Open up the Civic Media app. Mm. If you don't have it, download the Civic Media app.
It's pretty easy to do, folks.
It is absolutely free.
See what she did there?
We do have Lisa Schiller coming up from the Better Business Bureau after the 9:30 news. This pops up every once in a while when I'm surfing or playing games on my tablet.
Yeah.
Play our game, we'll pay you.
Yeah.
Sounds like a really good deal.
Almost too good.
It does. Yeah. So we're going to talk to Lisa Schiller about these offers about play our game online and we'll pay you billions and billions of dollars. Is that actually true? Lisa Schiller will be here to talk about that and other scams.
Yep. We're coming up on the holidays, folks. Holidays are almost here.
Yep. And there are lots of holiday related scams. So Lisa Schiller is going to be joining us in just a little bit after the 9:30 news. In hour number two, because it is Friday, Dan Schaefer will be here to recombobulate. He's also Civic Media's political editor. Another name
seriously being considered.
Now on the edges of potentially entering the Wisconsin governor's race.
They were thinking about it a few months ago. Mm-hmm. Now they're seriously considering. We'll tell you who it is, but you got to tune in when Dan gets here.
Yep. And then we'll wrap up the show as we always do with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Today it is the Sock It To Me edition. Stay tuned for that. It's another good one. Okay, here we go.
Yeah.
Get your phone.
Oh, boy.
Open it up.
Okay.
Open the Civic Media app.
All right.
Text in the word luck. L-U-C-K. Behave yourself. Luck is the word. L-U-C-K. Text in the word luck. And you are in the running for that $200 in cash and gold jewelry. That's the daily prize. And then you're also in for the grand prize drawing to club-level indoor seats when Green Bay hosts Minnesota November 23rd at noon with a gas card to get you there and back. So text in the word LUCK, L-U-C-K. You have until 10 o'clock to text that in via the Civic Media app only. And then your next chance, you still have chances yet for the rest of today.
Mm-hmm.
You'll have a shot with Tom Hartman in the 11 and 1 o'clock hours, in the 3 o'clock hour with Todd Alba, 5 o'clock hour with Maggie Dawn. Pete Schwabe gets the last one during Nightlight tonight at 7 o'clock. So make sure you listen. Make sure you text in. The keyword for this hour is luck, L-U-C-K, and good luck. It's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, we're having fun. It's a good time.
It is a good time. We'd love to see where you're listening. We have Joyce in Post Lake.
Oh.
We have to look that up now. This is how we learn all the places in Wisconsin.
We start with just pure incredulous, like, that's not a place.
There's place like that.
And then we're like, oh, it's a village in Wisconsin that's just north of Madison. Okay, great.
Good to know. Luck is the word. L-U-C-K. Ooh.
Post Lake is an unincorporated community in Wisconsin, and it is located below Upper Post Lake.
Of course.
I'm not kidding you. That's what
I'm sure.
Let's see here. Let's look for the biggest. It's just outside of Minocqua. Well, not just outside of Minocqua, I should say.
It's Minocqua adjacent.
It's actually next to Tomahawk and Merrill. So,
all right.
So we're talking northeastern-ish Wisconsin.
Love it. Brian from Mosinee and Tim from Waukesha and Anne-Marie in Brookfield and Jill in Madison. Keep those entries coming in. Text in the word on the app. Luck, L-U-C-K. Before we jump into day two of the shutdown, lots to talk about there. Greg's wearing his very nice Brewers hoodie.
Mm-hmm.
Milwaukee Brewers will be facing the Chicago Cubs tomorrow in the 2025 NLDS postseason bracket. Not who you wanted to see, Greg Bach.
I wanted, like, if I had to see Craig Counsell make it, I wanted to see, like, at least the Brewers, like, flame out. Be like, all right, at least I can clap for Craig Counsell, whatever. But I don't, my whole head hurts right now. My body doesn't feel good. I can't feel, like, real pure joy at this moment. Everything hinges on the next few days. And I really, really want the Cubs to lose. No, I take that back. I really want Cubs fans to lose.
I think that's the more accurate.
Yeah, that's more how I feel.
So we do have coverage tomorrow on select stations across the Civic Media Radio Network. Our coverage will start at 12:35 tomorrow, and you can listen to the game, but again, it's got to be on terrestrial radio. Mm-hmm. We can't stream it because of various legalities. So you can listen to the game tomorrow on WRCE in Richland Center, WISS in Oshkosh, here in Racine and Kenosha on WRJN, WCQM in Park Falls, and WBZH in Hayward. Brewers hosting the Cubbies tomorrow at 12:35. It's going to be okay.
Will it?
Well, it's going to. We have games to play.
I'll text you my thoughts at 4 o'clock in the morning if this doesn't go the way you think it goes. So
feel free to text in and try and comfort Greg at 855-752-4842. You're not alone. I'm sure a lot of Brewers fans are feeling the same way as you. Yeah. It's just kind of hopeful with a side of dread.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right, we'll see what happens again. Brewers,
more dread than hopeful at this point, yeah.
Brewers hosting the Cubbies tomorrow at MFAM Field with our coverage starting at 12:35. So we are in day two of the shutdown. It's been interesting seeing some of the different comments from various people involved on the Republican side about the shutdown.
And figuring out, how did they get a job?
Yeah, one wonders sometimes. Yeah, well, it's about loyalty. It's not about qualifications. We have a clip from Mike Johnson, Speaker of the House.
Yes.
Mike Johnson, talking about the government shutdown and Russell Vogt, who is the head of the Office of Management and Budget. Russell Vogt, of course, the author of Project 2025.
It exists.
And it's being implemented. And about a third of it has already been implemented.
I've heard reports of 70%.
Yeah. It's pretty well in the works already.
Yeah.
But let's play this clip, Calvin, from Mike Johnson talking about Russ Vogt and how he feels about firing people.
It is up to the Commander-in-Chief, the President of the United States, to determine how those resources will be spent. He has that responsibility given to him by the Democrats in the Senate. They can't complain about it, and he doesn't want to do it. But in this scenario, what they have to do is make very difficult decisions. Most of the responsibility falls to Russ Vogt. He is the director of the Office of Management and Budget.
Yes.
As you know, whomever is seated in the chair at OMB during a shutdown has to do the same thing. Russ does this reluctantly.
Yeah. Makes him feel bad.
That's weird, Jane, because I was watching, I know it sounds weird, but I was watching Fox News the other night, and Mike Lee was on there talking about.
Mike Lee, a Republican from Utah, by
yes,
the way.
Yes, has wonderful things to say about everybody in the world. I clipped a little bit of his idea on how Russ Vogt feels about the possible firings that will come from this government shutdown. Calvin, you can play that clip?
Because Russ Vogt, the OMB director, has been dreaming about this moment, preparing this moment since puberty.
There you go.
Yay!
Yeah. Sorry, Mike Johnson, Speaker Johnson, whatever you want to call yourself, liar, third liar in charge. I don't believe that he doesn't enjoy this when he authored a book that was about gutting the U.S. government and instituting a way of being that hooks to his values, which he's a Christian nationalist.
Yes, he is.
He is a Christian nationalist.
Yes.
And taking apart our government little by little, instilling all the power into the president, as they've been trying to do for a long. This is not, by the way, this is not this is executive. A theory about executive power, funneling all the power to the executive branch. This was taken on by Bill Barr, who now speaks ill of Donald Trump. So I do not believe for a moment that the author of Project 2025 has a personal moral quandary about instituting firings, about layoffs, and about and slashing departments down to the bone when he wrote that book. I believe Mike Lee.
Yeah, I do too. Also, because there's a quote from Russ Vogt before Donald Trump was reelected, when we were talking repeatedly about Project 2025, and we had people calling us and saying, it doesn't exist. I haven't heard about it. None of my friends have heard about it.
Not a big deal.
It's not a thing. This is a quote from Russ Vogt. Quote, "We want the bureaucrats to be traumatically affected. When they wake up in the morning, we want them to not want to go to work because they are increasingly viewed as the villains. We want their funding to be shut down so that the EPA can't do all of the rules against our energy industry. We want to put them in trauma." Unquote.
What a Christian sounding thing to say about other human beings. Also, you know that some of those bureaucrats are Republicans, right? They have jobs in those offices too. Are you going to find them work? Will there be enough work to spread around to even the loyal? Because that's the other thing too, is just because you're a loyalist doesn't mean you get rewarded.
Look at Rudy Giuliani.
Oh God, do I have to? No, must I?
I mean, look at the fallout from. Look at Mike Lindell.
Yeah,
the MyPillow guy.
They use you up for what they need, and then they spit you out.
Yep.
And these guys are going broke over this movement.
Brett from Brown Deer texting in, listening on WAUK. He says the actual percentage of Project 2025 already made into law in Trump's first 6 months is 47%.
Okay.
Brett, I haven't seen that before, but I appreciate you texting that in. And Sue also asked on the text line about the Brewers game. Our coverage starts tomorrow at 12:35. The game itself starts at 1:05.
Yeah. Yep.
Just to clarify.
Yep.
So again, our coverage will start tomorrow at 12:35. A little pregame action.
This is bad.
It is bad. Yes, it's very bad.
And there are people online who actively root for it, who will be so affected by it.
Russ Vogt, that nice. He just wants to inflict a little trauma.
And they don't care about you.
Isn't that nice? We have a little more coming up, and we're going to hear from Kevin Hassett. on ACA premiums going up. He has some insight for you. Stay with us. You're listening to Matt and Air on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Matt and Air on Air.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Concerned residents in the town of Stella near Rhinelander packed their town hall to demand answers from the EPA and DNR about PFAS contamination. The toxic forever chemicals have been found at high levels in drinking water and waterways across the area. The DNR says that contamination came from industrial sludge spread on farm fields by two nearby paper companies. There is currently no requirement that companies spreading sludge on crops must disclose whether it contains PFAS. Wisconsin's coastal communities are getting more money to help improve and protect shorelines. In celebration of Coastal Awareness Month, the Wisconsin Department of Administration is handing out $1.3 million in Wisconsin Coastal Management Program grants to 35 communities across our state. Right now on the Defender podcast, the amazing story of one Wisconsin food that was banned, burned, disappeared from our plates. Listen at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Is violent crime in the U.S. higher than 25 years ago? No. Violent crime is lower nationally and in major cities than 25 years ago, according to FBI and Justice Department data. In 2023, cities with 250,000 or more people reported 771 violent crimes per 100,000 residents, down from 1,093 in 2000. Nationally, violent crime has stayed below 400 incidents per 100,000 residents for a decade, compared to about 500 in the late 1990s. Pew Research reported a 49% drop in violent crime, which includes murder, rape, robbery, and aggravated assault, since 1993. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Read more at wisconsinwatch.org.
Small businesses are the heart of America. As the nation's largest nonprofit resource of expert business mentoring, SCORE has helped millions of entrepreneurs build their businesses. For free, find a mentor today at score.org.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt and Air on Air. Jane Matt and Air, Greg Bach, Sweet Cal B on the board, coming to you from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. Join us, call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Our final day of our multi-state text to win Go for the Green and Gold contest is underway, so get your phone, open up the Civic Media app, text in the word LUCK. L-U-C-K. Text in the word LUCK. You have until 10 o'clock via the Civic Media app only.
Yes.
And that gets you in the running for our daily prize, $200 in cash, baby. We could all use that. Gold jewelry. And then the grand prize. Everyone is in the running for the grand prize. Two club-level indoor seats to see Green Bay against Minnesota November 23rd at noon with a gas card to get you there and back. So text in the word LUCK until 10 o'clock, L-U-C-K, and then Tom Hartman will have a new keyword for you coming up in the 11 o'clock hour. We were talking before the break about the shutdown, government shutdown. A lot of people concerned about their, if you're on the ACA, if you're on the Affordable Care Act, also Obamacare, it is the same thing. There's a lot of concern about people's premiums skyrocketing.
Yes, at the end of December, premium tax credits that cover a portion of people's payments on the ACA are going to go away. And there and the conservative estimate is between 50 to 75% will the premium will go up.
Yes. Kevin Hassett, who is part of the Trump administration, appeared on some podcast. I couldn't exactly identify where he where this was.
It was on Meta. It was presented by Meta with two individuals interviewing this guy. And yeah, it didn't have a logo or anything.
Here is his explanation on the premiums going up for the Affordable Care Act. Kevin, play that clip, please, from Kevin Hassett.
There will undoubtedly be some economic impact if the healthcare premiums skyrocket, right? I mean, if we don't see any kind of extension of this, how do you view the economic impact of it? You know, if they just go by the wayside.
We'll just have to wait and see what happens at the negotiation. We'll have to see where people end up.
I mean, it's 75% increase or more. I mean, you're talking about a big increase in premium.
But don't forget, the 75% is off of a really low number. Mm. And so when you're looking at the dollar changes, then, you know, a partisan would cite the percentages because if you go from a small number to a slightly bigger number, then the percent change is huge.
Smiley Kevin Hassett. If you're a partisan, you look at the percentage of the increase instead of looking at how little they're paying. So therefore, that 75% increase isn't an increase, or it's just not going to be that.
It shouldn't matter enough for you to care at all. But the thing is that because I have to suss out what he's saying because he is speaking in his stupid speak. I'm sorry. I'm tired of respecting these people. He says something. So there's the platinum plan, and he makes the claim in another part of that clip that people pay zero amount. I couldn't find anything that said that. All I could find was that people on the platinum plan pay 10% of the premium with the
subsidy.
The subsidy covering 90% of those people on the ACA. 1% of individuals are on the platinum plan. You don't pay zero, you pay something, and something times 75% is more than that something. And I believe you looked it up. The average cost to a person on the ACA was $477?
I believe so. There's a lot of room there. If you're on the ACA, by the way, we would love to hear from you and what you are paying in premiums. 855-752-4842. And don't forget, a lot of small businesses use the ACA.
Yeah. Yeah. And I worked for a company that used the ACA to get their health insurance. And we had to consistently move health. We had to move from providers because doctors could throw us off their plan, because individual doctors who don't work directly for a hospital can do whatever they want. A hospital can take the ACA. This was my understanding back in 2015. If a doctor is private practice, they can choose not to take anyone on the ACA.
Sure.
If they work for a hospital and the hospital takes ACA, there's nothing. They take it. We were going through systems where doctors were just throwing us off so much that we couldn't get coverage. We had to keep going. And also just that 477 that I saw you looking up, with that 75% increase, 477 a month will go to 852. So I know that Kevin is rich.
Yeah, I was trying to find out his net worth, and I've seen everything from $400 to $500 million.
So, yeah, 75% increase for him on his health insurance. Well, he has government health insurance because he works for the government.
Right.
So it's great. It's wonderful. But it's going to be an increase. It's going to be a lot. Nobody pays zero that I could find. If someone pays zero right now, call us and let us know. But he is some of the most heartless discussion points I've heard. Well, we'll see what happens.
It's not so bad. If you do a 75% increase on a low number, it's just low.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just low.
It's low to me no matter what.
Exactly.
I can afford it because
I'm worth half a million dollars.
To heck with these people. I don't have to care about these people, and I don't care about them, even if they voted for us.
And please don't fall for the lie, because that's what it is. Yeah. It is a lie to say that Democrats want coverage for illegal immigrants.
Yeah.
That isn't accurate.
It's one of the chief criticisms of the clip we put up on Instagram this week with Dr. Lyerly saying it plain, that undocumented folks cannot get health insurance. Everyone's like, do your research. We did.
Yeah, we did.
And a doctor told us too. So I guess, sorry, we win.
When we return from the news, we're going to talk about video games. They say they will pay you to play.
Ooh.
Is that actually true? Lisa Schiller from the Better Business Bureau will join us. Stay with us. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you across the vast statewide, countrywide, pick us up around the world, the Civic Media Radio Network.
Finally, a voice for real news and great conversation in the Fox Valley, WISS.
Start your day with me, Pam Yonke, every morning with the Midwest Farm Report, right here on WISS.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. The Chicago protest against a surge of immigration police today is over. Helping to break it up, law enforcers firing canisters of tear gas or something like it. In the same area earlier today, Homeland Security says immigration police were boxed in by 10 vehicles during an operation. Officers fired shots and injured a woman. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker says Homeland Security requested 300 federalized National Guard members to help protect ICE agents. A U.S. delegation will leave today for Egypt after Hamas leadership indicated acceptance of some of President Trump's proposed peace deal with conditions. In Jerusalem, ABC's Ian Pannell.
President Trump saying he appreciates Israel's temporary halt to bombing in Gaza to give the deal a chance to be completed. And he's urging Hamas to move quickly or all bets will be off.
Tropical storm Priscilla has formed in the Pacific off the coast of Mexico. This is ABC News.
The Brewers bury the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from American Family Field, where the Brewers beat the Cubs 9-3. The Cubs' Michael Busch led off with a solo home run shot. Milwaukee responded with a six-run rally in the bottom of the first and never looked back. Freddie Peralta lasted until midway through the sixth with 95 pitches, giving up two solo home run shots. His nine strikeouts ties a Brewers team record for most strikeouts in a playoff game since Don Sutton and two others. Game two, Monday night, just after 8 o'clock, Quinn Priester set to get the start. College football, the Badgers made a change at quarterback, starting Hunter Simmons. They scored on the opening drive, but that was about it as Wisconsin lost at Michigan today, 24-10. Luke Fickell.
That's tough. I don't care on either side of the ball. I don't know if they had a 13-play drive, you know, and I know we did on the first series, but we have to be able to find ways. The difference in a ball game is some big plays.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. There is one house that will be less full. Fraudsters Lori Laughlin and husband Massimo Giannulli have decided to take a break from their marriage. The couple was embroiled in a college admissions scandal in 2019 after bribing college officials to get their daughters of limited intelligence into a college. The couple pleaded guilty to conspiracy to commit fraud. Ex-Full House actor Laughlin spent 2 months and Giannulli 5 months in minimum security correctional facilities. Yep, they even finagled their way into better prisons. The Hollywood Reporter says the two have been married for 28 years and have decided not to file divorce papers at this point. The college admissions scandal was a nationwide conspiracy. Fellow actors Felicity Huffman and William Macy were also involved in the scandal because they cheated for their rich kids too. Okay, I get that it might be a bummer to be privileged and not all that bright, but the parents are actors. Couldn't they have taught their kids to at least pretend to be smart? For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Catch Farm Report updates throughout the day from the Midwest Farm Report right here on WISS, Oshkosh and Appleton.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear and mild tonight, a little breezy, low mid-60s. Sunshine and windy tomorrow, a high in the mid-80s, chance of rain tomorrow night into Monday. Much cooler next week. Highs in the 60s, although that's average for this time of year. It's 82 right now.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
State Senator Jeff Smith. We're talking about the Veteran Housing and Recovery Program. Republicans blocked funding for this.
They instead sent the governor a 16-page letter blaming him for this problem. Well, it was in his budget. Once the budget is out of his office and in their hands, it's up to them. Our job is to manage the funding. We can do it, but the governor can't. So it's avoiding our own responsibility by not addressing that.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Are you Sally Flores, organizing director for the Wisconsin Fair Maps Coalition?
So you're okay with undermining the will of the voter? Great. Just, do you see how terrible that sounds? And when I translate gerrymandering to Spanish, it just means manipulating election results. It's exactly what gerrymandering is, but in Spanish, the wow effect, oh my God, even in the U.S., manipulates election results. And I was like, yes, and they have a fancy word for it. They've covered it up with almost unimaginable words.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody, join us next time where we review the Badgers game at Michigan and also the Brewers taking on the Cubs over the weekend. Where are we at in the NLDS? Jane Matinier of Matinier on Air will join us and talk a little news as well.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Good morning. Welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, the board lord, coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. Call or text at 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream. Good morning, live stream. On Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Today is the final day of our multi-state text to win. Go for the green and gold contest. Get your phone, open up the Civic Media app if you haven't yet, and text in the word luck. L-U-C-K. Text in the word luck, and you are in the running for our daily prize, $200 in cash, gold jewelry, and then up for the grand prize, two club-level indoor seats to see Green Bay in Minnesota November 23rd at noon with a gas card to get you there and back. So text in the word luck. You have until 10 o'clock via the Civic Media app. Text in the word luck, L-U-C-K. Tom Hartman will have your next keyword for you in the 11 and 1 o'clock hours, so stick around for that. Right now, we're going to talk scams, baby. We're heading towards the holidays, and Lisa Schiller is here from the Better Business Bureau. Good morning, Lisa. Thanks so much for joining us.
Good morning, guys. Good to be here always. How much time do we have to talk about scams?
I know.
Honestly, if it keeps us from talking about politics for like an hour, I'm fine.
I saw this in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Tamia Folks had this byline, and the story says, this app says you can win money by playing games. Wisconsin users say they are not getting paid. Now, I do play games occasionally, Lisa, on my little notepad, whatever, and I'll see those ads pop up. Play our game. We'll pay you $700 billion. And, you know, and it sure looks like it's a great thing. And I was always taught if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is.
Yeah, that's my line. That's my line, Jane. If it sounds too good to be true, it usually is. So this is a company that actually has had a Wisconsin address. It's called Playful Rewards. And we started hearing about them in April. Consumers were coming to us from all over the country and in Canada. We've received about 36 complaints. And they're alleging that they're playing games through this Playful Rewards platform. They're apparently downloading an app. They complete tasks and achieve different levels. And in turn, they earn rewards, which they then can turn in to cash rewards, really through gift cards.
Okay.
So the pattern we were seeing was that consumers were saying that they would turn in those rewards for when it would come to about $20 or so, $30, $25. And, you know, I think they were probably testing it. They would receive the gift card. And then they would say, oh, you know, this is working. This is real. I'm going to play for more.
Sure.
And so they would turn around, play for more. And then when it was, you know, came time to cash in, $100 or more, that's when they started filing complaints because they were being told that they had done something wrong or they didn't qualify and they were not getting those rewards.
This might be a really silly question, Lisa, but how are these companies making money? Or is it just about getting your information? Is that all they're mining for? Is our personal data?
You know, I can't even tell you for sure, but, you know, very likely. I mean, you know, obviously our data is there. It's being collected. Where it's going, nobody knows. You know, so, yeah, it's hard to say at this point. I mean, we're still, you know, reviewing complaints. We're trying to work with the company You know, and basically, you know, the company is responding to most complaints. We're seeing just really the same response, you know, kind of a copy and paste.
And I have to imagine, like, with any, I mean, whether it's a game or just like a rewards program at a restaurant or whatever, everyone offers a rewards program.
Sometimes,
now.
Yeah.
The amount you have to pay, buy, do, whatever is never really worth the reward. Like buy 12 sandwiches, get one sandwich for free. So I imagine that these individuals who are playing, they're playing probably quite a lot in order to get this money. And at the end of the day, I mean, it's probably breaking down to a very low wage to play these games. And that doesn't mean, though, Lisa, that every single one of these is a scam, because PJ on the live stream said that Fetch Rewards is legitimate in Madison, and Microsoft has apps you can play. You can earn gift cards as well. So it's not all of them are scams. But so that leads me to the question of what should people be on the lookout for? Or is it just about looking for reviews so people can keep themselves aware and safe from these types of situations?
Right. I mean, you know, and you said it exactly right. And, you know, people are spending a lot of time doing this as well, you know, and I guess, you know, it breaks it down to be the principle of the whole matter, which is, you know, where if the consumer says, you know, hey, I followed the rules and, you know, I was supposed to get paid, and you're not, you know, following through on your end of the promise, you know, and I mean, we're getting about 8 inquiries a day on this particular company alone.
Wow.
So
that's a lot.
Yeah, that's, it is a lot. It is a lot. We've received over 500 inquiries since April. I mean, it's a lot of people. So, you know, generally when we see our inquiries, our inquiry numbers large like that, that means people are checking on the company. Hopefully before doing business, they're reading our report, which is very thorough on this company. We have some very thorough custom tech. You know, we're explaining what we're seeing and the pattern of complaints. We've kind of summarized it for you, even though, you know, keep in mind, you can go into our report and read every complaint word for word and the company's response and any rebuttal. So you can, get a good feel for what you're getting yourself into and whether or not you want to move forward. But I also feel it's people inquiring on the company that, you know, are going to maybe turn around and file a complaint because, you know, they're looking to see the experience from other people. And like you mentioned, Greg, reviews, yes, that's very helpful as well. We have currently 4 reviews on this company that consumers have written. They are not positive. You can read those too, word for word. Always a good idea to check on a company. And, you know, the caller had mentioned Fetch Rewards. I can tell you offhand, we do have a report on that company, and you can read that report thoroughly as well. So always do your homework.
Yeah.
And also, too, and this just seems like an aside, though, you know, when we think of scams, we think of, you know, fly by night. We've given them our money or our time. They pack their bags and they leave
and
town.
They're gone.
And it's a P.O. box, but they're actually responding to customers. But in a way of saying, well, sorry, you didn't do this one thing right, so you don't get the reward. And it's just a very interesting, for me, it's an interesting story because I expected a scam just to be a typical traditional scam. Like, oh, man, I gave them my money and now they're gone. But this is actually a company, just not very, very good. Like I can't think of a very fun way of saying it.
Well, I just think they're finding reasons not to fulfill this agreement.
It's almost like they're an insurance company.
Let's deny the claim. Yeah, you're right.
If you're just there we go, microphone. If you're just joining us on Matt and Air on Air, we're speaking to Lisa Schiller from the Better Business Bureau of Wisconsin. We're talking about scams, specifically one that's offering you rewards for playing games on your phone. And I want to point out again, this does not apply to all games or all companies that do this. There's just this one specific. What's the name of the company again, Lisa?
It's called Playful Rewards.
Okay.
And I do want to say, you know, we are not calling this a scam.
Yeah.
You know, and consumers are contacting us a lot of times through our BBB scam tracker, you know, which we've talked about on the show. It's a great online tool. You can report scams and fraud. And we're, you know, anyone that reports it to that portal, we are asking them to turn around and file a complaint or write a review instead. You know, consumers get that mixed up all the time. You know, they think because they feel they've been scammed, they call it a scam. when we kind of turn around and go, this is, you know, a company with an address, they're in communication with us. So please, you know, file a complaint and let us attempt to assist you in resolving this.
Well, that actually kind of opens up a whole new line of questions for me. I mean, for myself, I just equate bad with scam if people aren't getting what they want for the money or the time. So can you tell us what for you as the Better Business Bureau qualifies a situation from like this where it's a company to a scam? What are your needs to have to happen to say this is an actual scam?
Well, you know, generally scams are, you know, don't have an address, you know, first of all. So robocalls, phishing scams, imposter scams. I mean, you know, those are all the kind of things that we see on our scam tracker on a daily basis. Those online shopping scams that we've talked about on the show before, you know, consumers are jumping online or they're answering ads in social media platforms and they're, you know, thinking that they're purchasing, you know, a brewer's t-shirt for, you know, $9. Mm-hmm. And, but there's no address on the website at all. You know, there's no contact information, but they're moving forward. They're putting their payment information in on those websites. And then they're either getting nothing or something is coming maybe months later from, you know, overseas. Mm-hmm. So that's the kind of thing that we would consider a scam. I guess basically, you know, I mean, geez, how do I explain it in my own words? You know, generally something without an address that, you know, we know really doesn't exist, you know, robocall, those text scam, you know, those text messages that, you know, go nowhere or you have to click on a link and put in all your information. Yes.
Another scam. And I don't see as many of these as I used to, but there used to be all of these online quizzes. Where should you live? You know, what's your perfect job? Come and answer this little questionnaire, and it's just a fun, light thing. You know, where was your high school? Where were you born?
What's your social security number?
But it's, you know, what's your dog? What was your first dog's name?
Yeah.
Those kinds of things are basically mining your information. You give them your dog's name, you might use that as a password.
Yes, absolutely. And you know, people don't realize this often. And, you know, I mean, sometimes I'm scrolling through Facebook and you know, a friend of mine will put up something and say, hey, you know, check the boxes on all the, you know, countries you've been to or states. And it's like, oh, this looks like fun. I have a few minutes, you know, and people do it, but you're exactly right. I mean, you know, it's hard to explain to people that scammers actually can, you know, take that information and use it against you.
Yes.
Those little pieces of information that you're giving away is really valuable to, you know, a fraudster.
Hey, once you tell them where you were born, and if you let them know the year that you were born, you have given up a whole bunch of information that you may not have realized you just did.
So true.
And something I want to make clear, too, because we've talked about this before, there tends to be a belief that, oh, scams and these types of trickeries, you know, old folks got to watch out, elderly got to watch out. No, this is for everybody, especially what you just brought up, Lisa, as far as buying something like a T-shirt online, especially in the age of click the thing, buy with one click, and it's done. People aren't looking at the website. People and we're so used to buying things online, young people and electronic devices, they don't look to find out if it's real. And they almost expect to be screwed over or scammed a little bit by like having to wait 7 weeks for something to coming from Germany. But really, this advice is going out to everyone, regardless of your age, especially in the age of one-click buying on the internet. So,
yeah. And you know, we live in this instantaneous age right now. Everybody wants something, you know, yesterday. And I have a 20-year-old daughter, so I see this all the time. She sees something online, click, 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 and, you know, she's purchasing it. And I'm like, you got to slow down. Yeah. You have to, you know, who are you dealing with? I mean, you have to know who you're buying these, you know, pieces of clothing from.
See, don't feel badly, because even Lisa Schiller, who works for the Better Business Bureau, has people in her own family who do it. So we all fall for it. It's something we all fall for. We're going to continue our conversation with Lisa Schiller from the Better Business Bureau on the other side. Stay with us. This is Matt Nair on Air on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Talking about other people's business, baby. You know what I'm saying? It's bad to talk about something you don't
love. As Wisconsin as a fish fry on a Friday night, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Workdays can be unpredictable, but your workwear shouldn't be. With the Cintas Apparel Plus program, you'll have freshly laundered garments for everyone on your team delivered every week. Cintas has workwear for just about any job imaginable, with high-performance fabrics and an uncompromising fit that stretches and moves with you. Don't leave looking and feeling good to chance. Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. September 16th, Maine and Oregon were the first to be sued by the Trump Department of Justice for refusing to provide voter data to be shared within federal agencies. Six more states have been sued, and it could be a good thing. September 25th, DOJ rolled out complaints for Pennsylvania, Michigan, California, Minnesota, New Hampshire, and New York. In August, Pennsylvania Secretary of State Al Schmidt, a Republican, told DOJ, "Your letter dated August 14 specifically asked for detailed personal and confidential information, including driver's license numbers and Social Security numbers, for all Pennsylvania voters. This request and reported efforts to collect broad data on millions of Americans represent a concerning attempt to expand the federal government's role in our country's electoral process," unquote. States have loudly reminded DOJ that the states and Congress are empowered by the U.S. Constitution for election oversight, not the federal government, and that the requests violate both state and federal privacy statutes. Writing in Election Law Blog, professor of law at LMU Loyola Law School, Justin Levitt, writes that the DOJ legal action could turn out to be a good thing. He said, "Now there will be federal judges carefully examining the claims that DOJ has made about its authority under specific statutes and truly putting them to the test." We've linked to more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
School sports are played by humans, coached by humans, and officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in the stands at a school athletic event, please remember this and maintain your humanity, especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials. Please show your fellow humans some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns, it's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at HazeldenBettyFord.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt Mayer on Air. Jane Matt Mayer, Greg Bach. Our one, our only Calzone on the board, coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. Join us, call or text. You can also leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Just a little over 8 minutes. No, 8 minutes and 3 seconds. Don't make me math.
It's like a little over 7 minutes.
You don't have a lot of time. Time is running out. That's what it is. It's getting short. Text in the word via the Civic Media app, LUCK, L-U-C-K. LUCK is the word. Text it in via the Civic Media app. It is our the final day of our multi-state text to win. Go for the green and gold contest, our daily prize, $200 in cash, gold jewelry, and the grand prize, 2 club-level indoor seats to Green Bay in Minnesota, November 23rd at noon with a gas card to get you there and back. So text in the word LUCK. You have just until 10 o'clock, and then Tom Hartman will have a new word for you in the 11 o'clock hour. Right now, we are joined by our friend Lisa Schiller over at the Better Business Bureau, talking about various scams and ways to protect yourself. And Halloween decorations are up now, but Christmas stuff is already in the stores.
Absolutely. And Lisa, you know, we have you on usually around this time or maybe a little bit later to talk about those holiday scams. And they're not just holiday, you know, specific. They're just around everything that happens around this time, whether it's buying gifts, shipping gifts, returning gifts,
charities,
charities. Yes. Charity. I don't want to say scams or schemes. Just I'll just say people can fall for things. What should we be on the lookout for? Okay, I'll break it into two pieces. What are the regular things people should be on the lookout for in the holiday season? And is there anything new that you're seeing that people should be aware of specifically for 2025?
Well, let's see. I mean, there's so many things to talk about during the holiday season. I mean, gift cards are big. You know, that's one of the most purchased items, right, for people. People want them. People love to give them. They, you know, one size fits all.
It's easy.
Every year we see a lot of gift card issues, especially during the holidays, because that's when, you know, the sales are ramped up. So you really have to pay attention to those gift cards. You know, make sure that the packaging hasn't been tampered with when you're purchasing them in the store. Make sure that the little section on the back hasn't been scratched off, and the number, it has been read to somebody that, some scammer. Gift cards are a big thing. Charities, actually October through December is charity appeals time. So, we start seeing a lot more donation requests.
Right.
Start making donations around this time, and they lead with their heart instead of their head a lot of times. So the reminder is out there to really know, who you're donating to. I mean, we're so generous, Americans, and especially Wisconsinites. It's great to, if you can donate or whatever you can, and you want to give to your, favorite charities, that's fantastic. But you really have to make sure that you're giving to a charity that, is really the charity that you believe you're giving to. So in other words, if you Google the word breast cancer, which we're in Breast Cancer Awareness Month right now, you Google the word breast cancer, you'll come up with thousands of different charity names. So there's so many, copycat names. So just, be very aware of that. Take time to look up that charity. Better Business Bureau has a charity arm. We have a whole website dedicated to it, give.org, where we reach out to charities and organizations and ask them for information about their mission, their vision, where their money's going. We want to see their financials. So charity scams is like you said, Greg, I hate to use the word scam all the time, but let's just be aware and do a little research before we shop online or
donate online. Yeah. And the one thing I always say too, Lisa, if you can, give locally. If you want to donate to a charity, donate to a local charity, something that's located in your community where you can find them. You can drive to their address. You know they exist. We're big animal supporters. So, various animal shelters, and I get appeals from them all over the country. Mm-hmm. But I like to keep it local as much as possible because I've talked to these people. I've been to their facilities. I know they exist.
Great advice, Jane. Yep. I couldn't have said it better myself. Absolutely. Stick local whenever you can. And across the board, try to do business, locally whenever possible,
contractors
that,
At least, redcross.org is pretty much a solid, we know that that's a legitimate organization. So some of those, but you have to be careful. Anybody can make letterhead look legitimate these days.
Right. Very easy to make letterhead, look legitimate and steal someone's logos, steal their copy, steal their address, all of that. Absolutely.
I mean, even I would say just like a good start too, and not just the letterhead, but like with the email address. If you get something that looks official, just click on the email address. If it's from the group, it will be a legitimate, like a lot of times it'll say, give to the Red Cross, and the email address will be like ZYXF25. Yeah. Like, it'll just be a very convoluted set of numbers. But if you just check the email address first, and even like Google, are they looking for help? Is there an appeal going on? There's ways. It's a couple extra steps, but I think in this matter of your security and safety, it's worth it, especially when you want to give to charities, because if you get scammed, and you get scammed, and so does that charity.
Yeah. Scam tracker, take advantage of the Better Business Bureau website.
All of that stuff will be on the show notes today in the show. So you can click on Better Business Bureau. I got the scam tracker set out specifically as well, so you can find out everything you need to know. Really appreciate your time, Lisa, as always.
Thank you.
Take
Always
care.
Good to be with you guys.
We'll get you back in a couple months as we get a little closer to the holidays. Stay close. We have news coming up next, and then we are recombobulating with Civic Media's political editor, Dan Schaefer, will be here. This is Matt Nair on Air on the Civic Media Radio Network. Thanks, Lisa.
This is WISS Berlin-Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein-Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. A U.S. delegation will be heading to Egypt today in talks after Hamas leadership said that they accept some but not all of President Trump's proposed peace deal. Israel stopping the bombing of Gaza, as Mr. Trump asked. Hoping for the best, groups trying to get food and other aid into Gaza amid reports of starvation. Antoine Renard of the World Food Program.
Making sure that they can actually restore a bit some of their basics, access to food, access to health, access to, you know, purely even a simple tent.
I for hope!
A loud and rowdy but not violent protest in Chicago against a surge of immigration police today is over. Law enforcers firing what looked like canisters of tear gas. Homeland Security says immigration police were boxed in by 10 vehicles during an operation today. Officers fired shots and injured one woman. Illinois Governor Pritzker says Homeland Security requested federalized National Guard members to protect ICE agents. This is ABC News. New info about the